Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Prime Minister-elect Chris Luxon says he won't do coalition negotiations through the media. In his first full media briefing at Parliament yesterday, Mr. Luxon asked the public to be patient. He says it will be 3 weeks before special votes are finalised and National knows how many MPs it has to work with.
We're conscious there's 570,000 special votes that still need to be counted and respected, and there's a whole bunch of dynamics at play, as you would understand, within the special votes that may be different or may be the same as previously. And so we've got to wait for that dynamic to play through in the next 3 weeks. Having said that, we're working very strongly to build relationships and also to work through the arrangements with the respective parties. We're going to do that confidentially. We're going to do that in private. We're not going to be negotiating that through the media.
National's new MPs were welcomed to Parliament yesterday by Mr. Luxon and Deputy Nicola Willis, including Ngāti Maniapoto's Dan Badeau, who took back Northcote, and David McLeod from Ngāti Mutunga and Ngāti Porou, who won New Plymouth. A Māori economist says it's time for Māori business leaders to step up with proposals that may appeal to a National ACT government. Professor Matt Roskridge from Massey University says a lot of things that turned voters away from the Labour government, like the cost of living crisis and high fuel prices, aren't going away because they are tied to international events out of any government's control. He says Māori made considerable gains over the past 6 years in areas such as Māori representation in local government and in government agencies, but they need to look at National differently.
They're going to be motivated with ACT-BEAR especially by things that make money, make business. So it's probably time for our Māori economic leaders, Māori business, Iwi Chairs Forum, to really step up now and try and lean into what these politicians are going to be wanting to invest in, which is going to be Māori economic growth.
Professor Ruskridge says there will be nothing in the new government's agenda for people doing it hard, and the dream of home ownership will get further away with house prices set to climb again. Rotorua is set to host Aotearoa New Zealand Māori Rugby League's Tuakana tournament this weekend, and one iwi is determined to make its mark. 37 teams from both sides of the Tasman have registered to represent their rohe and waka. Former Parramatta Eels and Warriors centre Apirana Pewhairangi says for the Ngāti Nation, it's a chance for whānau from all across New Zealand to reconnect with the coast through rugby league.
The main focus in this is just reconnecting brothers to home and learning more about our Ngāti Porotanga, but using the vehicle of rugby league to bring us together.
Apirana Pewhairangi says he's counting on fellow coach and former All Black, Nehe Milne Scudder, to bring the game plan. And that was your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!